Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi there. Oh, now I can really talk to a person.
You can talk to two people, George. Good morning to you.
Well, you're very clear right now. That's good.
Okay, fabulous. So this is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot. Tuesday, the
24th.
The 24th of February, and it's around 9:30 in the morning.
And it's 2009.
So, George, what we're trying to do here is get an update from you because there's so much going on in the financial sector that I know you have your finger on the pulse. So we really want to hear what you think is happening, when you think this thing is really going to crash, and just a little more notes about how people can prepare.
Well, let's start at the position right now. You know, they just authorized a $787 billion stimulus program, which really comes down to, so people understand what that is. It would buy about 4 million homes in the United States. Or you could send everybody in the United States for $2,623. That should give you an idea. Or it would buy 28 million cars at the average price to give you an idea what they're doing. Meanwhile, they're creating it out of thin air. And they're getting close to everything when they're talking about nationalizing the banks, in other words, making the government be the authority on the money. The truth is, that's what the Constitution says in the first place, right? It says that the government itself would issue money, and what we've done is created this edifice called the Federal Reserve System, which in turn then all dollars are loaned out at interest back to the Federal Reserve, the private bank system. Now here's the things that are coming up as of you and I are speaking, for instance. The market is dropping predictably. I'm saying it's going to go down to about 3,500 when they probably quit trading at all because nobody's buying stocks right now except for the mutual funds and the 401ks. And most of those people have lost between 50 to 70% of their asset value. Even Warren Buffett's account is down 50% from what he had. And people aren't talking about that. The next thing you have to understand is the derivative market has been driving. The derivatives, as I've been talking about for years, are the Achilles heel, basically. Everything's going to collapse on that. Well, right now, we've gone through 2 years of kind of an unwinding of the housing market. Well, today, one of the Federal Reserve members said that they expect the housing market to drop between another 23 to 25%. This is in the next year. So that's going to affect a lot of people that are going to be upside down now. The people who have already gone back in and borrowed money from the last stimulus deal, half of those houses are in foreclosure again. This is only in a few months.
Oh, wow.
That's just over, and this is all public documents to give you an idea. Meanwhile, when I was with my banker friends the other day, they're very concerned because they have not talked about the derivative exposure on the commercial real estate market. If you've been going across the country right now, there's commercial properties that are being boarded up, shopping centers are going into foreclosure, and that's about another, rough numbers, $400 billion we're going to be looking at in the derivative rescue, if you're going to look at it just from that. But there's about $400 trillion of derivatives, which are holding up the credit card industry. In other words, they pooled together all the money, sold it off to foreign investors. The meeting this week with Hillary over with Japan and Korea and China was to try to get them to continue holding the dollar as the base currency. And they basically says, forget it. They're not going to do that. So when you're asking me the next question is what's going to happen is that the market's going to keep drifting lower. People have money in equities. Most of them are tied up now in their so-called mutual funds, their 401ks or the retirement accounts, which have gone down, again, like I say, from 50 to 70%. I mean, I talked to a lady in Phoenix yesterday who's been putting money in her 401k for the last 30 years, and it's now worth 30 cents on the dollar what it was a year ago.
Are you saying that those accounts are going to go down again?
Yes, even more.
Oh, wow.
Let me bring you up to date a little bit, because this is we're all talking about time, and you know, we're talking right now, you and I, on February 24th, and you want some dates. On March 4th, there's scheduled to be a speech of the Treasury Secretary. This is considered a watershed date. While there's going to be a kind of a bounce after he gets speech. In other words, whatever he says, the American people, whatever they're going to do, the manipulation on the market, he's going to be talking about saying everything is stable, but he really has nothing left to bring to the party out here because there's nothing here besides debt. mid-March, that's what we're talking about now. March 4th is when they're going to be speaking. That's the Treasury Secretary. Mid-March, if it lasts that long, we'll start the beginning of what we call serious unwinding. There's only three scenarios that can happen under this thing, which I've been predicted. The first one, that they can keep juggling the numbers out there. It's like people discuss what's going on with stocks, and like U.S. Steel was $190 a year ago, and now it's $20 a share. This is all in a year.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying, because people don't understand the stock market is nothing more than a gambling casino. Once a stock is issued, it's traded between brokers, offline, online, everything else. And the prices that they put out there are just arbitrary. That doesn't mean that there's a fixed value, nor does it mean, like if you do U.S. Steel, for instance, that $20 is one share, that's what you're going to get. What's it really worth? It's only what people are willing to pay. And most people are only buying stocks because they think, oh, it's going to turn around and go up. Well, what if the industries have all gone to foreign countries, which they have? And the whole stock market is a can of worms, and I'm telling everybody to get out of the stock market. Yesterday, I've been telling them that for a couple of years. Now, the other thing is, short-term-wise, obviously U.S. Treasury is okay. The only problem we have now, we have several new provisions that the government's put out under the Patriot Act, as you're probably aware, and that's the transfers of money between anybody and any parties and anything else. The Patriot Act is making it so that they're basically monitoring all transfers of money between parties of over $2,500.
$2,500?
That's right. They're monitoring everything. Remember, we had a $10,000 deal? Don't believe it. The banks are doing all kinds of strange things to keep people up, the illusion that they're really good. In fact, we had Wells Fargo Bank was open on President's Day. Remember when all the banks were closed?
Yeah.
It was open to have so people could come in and say, look how good we are. Remember, they just merged with Wachovia.
Right.
So but this has all been held by the stimulus money. They're getting all this money, but nobody is borrowing anything because they can't qualify under the new terms. Now, I'm a former banker, as you know.
Right.
So I'm looking at it to bank things. Would I loan any money to anybody right now? No, because their jobs are all in jeopardy. How many people are being laid off? Well, anyway, the first option is that they're going to keep manipulating the game for a very short period of time. The foreign governments, including China and Japan, they're going to start dumping the dollar. But does that, option two that we're talking about, they're going to keep going, they'll keep juggling this thing up until economic events that are totally unpredictable. In other words, we don't know when they're going to pull the plug on the derivative market. When the foreign people are saying, wait a minute, I got all this money invested in credit cards, and the credit cards are now upside down, right?
Right.
We just talked about the commercial real estate market, which is a huge number, but we also got the credit card market, which is all the people put their money on credit cards, and that has been bundled and sold again to make money on these things to foreign countries, and this is all coming to rest if you want to look at it. The third option, which is basically what I've been predicting also, the guys have to start a war. And I've been saying that they'll probably get the war started by the end of the second quarter of this year. Now, I'm giving you some dates. And the reason is to get everybody diverted away from it and then also then hide all the money.
Well,
so,
what about the idea that other countries were buying actually the treasury bills of the United States government, which is us paying the interest on our debt, and that suddenly they're no longer doing that? So
the Federal Reserve
is buying it. Does that make any sense?
No, the Feds themselves are buying it. They're basically monetizing it, but there's no interest on it. So all we're doing then is causing the dollar. We have two things. We can either go into hyperinflation or deflation. Deflation is happening because all the stores right now have big notes that are due. They were due in January. And these notes, because they borrowed money in order to merge, i.e. like Kmart and Sears merged together, where'd they get the money? They got it off of the derivative market, which allowed them to have this money. But all these things are coming up to the plate and say, hey, we want to get paid for the interest. So all the stores across the country right now are having huge sales, 60, 70% off.
Okay.
Now, that gives them the cash to pay the interest to them. The only problem is we're not having anything to replace the goods. And these people are deeply in debt, and that's where part of the commercial market is going to have what I call the upside down or further collapse of our country. I'm suggesting everybody make sure you get your food stored up if you can right now. I was urging people to get in gold and silver, but delivery right now is 2 to 3 months out right now. American Eagles, the government suspended making them for about 2 weeks as they went to the 2009 editions. And so they're back online now, but the orders are so heavy because people know that's your storage of wealth. I'm not going to tell you what you can do with it later because I expect gold to jump to 2,500 or maybe even higher, as some of the people are saying, because it's the only storage of wealth that we have. Real estate's collapsing all around the country. The tax situations are going to go up. That's the only way they can continue the game or taking money from people. And there's no more jobs out here. Nobody's mining anything.
Right. Well, what about this tax situation? My accountant, he said they're auditing like crazy right now, sole proprietorships. And that's really strange. Those people don't make any real money.
Now, here's what the problem is. There's a lot of people that have told you to watch the television and say, let's go on the internet and we're going to start selling everything on eBay. eBay, all of the MasterCard, Visa, the suppliers now are going to provide 1099s to all the little individuals. So in other words, you sold on eBay, there's going to be a 1099. That's going to, quote, generate cash flow going back here so they can find another way to tax it. Meanwhile, the municipalities where they are now going to go back in and ask for licensing. You understand? And that's another form of taxes.
Okay, right. Business licenses, that's
right. Business licensing, they're going to do that. They're going to go into the same thing, and they're going to be looking at the whole thing of the money. My prediction is that they're getting ready at this minute. Remember, I told you I have a copy of the World Cash Card. They're going to just stop everything, and you're going to go down to the post office and register. And they already have the rules in place, and that's to get everybody to fall in line. Setting up. At the same time they do this, they got to get the war going. That's the reason why I'm saying we're just weeks, if not days, away from this total meltdown that's going to happen, Carrie.
Well, what about the Baltic Dry Index? It's gone down like 93%. We understand that there might be a lag time between the fact that it went down, I don't know, in January, whatever it was, and
sure.
That there'll be a lag time between that indicator and then the actual fact that nothing appears in the store because no ships are delivering any goods.
Yeah, here's the problem. And again, I've been talking to my bankers. We have all kinds of ships with goods right now. These are offshore. They have not landed. There's huge ships full of oil, for instance. Now, they all ship on letter of credits. In other words, the people have shipped the goods and say, okay, it's shipped. I want to get paid for it. Banks issue them letter of credit, so when they deliver it, well, they can't even deliver it now because A, Homeland Security, or the bank that issued the letter of credit has gone under. Now, none of this is good, but I'm just telling you what the facts are coming down. And they've been well planned. They've been doing it for like 60 years or 70 years. We have a new book coming out. It's old information that shows how they've been planning this, given dates, times, and everything. And all our so-called elected officials are all a part of the conspiracy. AIG went into bankruptcy, right? How come it got immediately taken care of? This insurance? You know why? All the pensions from all of the congressmen are there. They're going to cover themselves. The American people are just, as we used to say, expendable containers. They don't care if you march on Washington. They're just the rabble in the streets. But we're going to start to the next phase. And I'm predicting within the next, you're asking time again, within the next 2 months, because of this float down I just told you in March and everything, you're going to start having a lot more rioting and more everything going in the streets. That's to bring it in so we can have civil control. And they're putting in executive orders right now claiming that people over age 60 can't even bear arms because they're too sick and they won't be able to aim correctly or do something.
We were just listening to Lindsay Williams, and he's talking about the fact that gun sales went up incredibly right after the election. And that people in America are basically, Americans, when push comes to shove, they're going to get their guns and defend their territory and all this craziness, right?
Well, they're going to try to do that. What they don't tell you, that immediately then is registered everybody that has a gun. They're going to come, and again, Obama's has this executive order. You'll have it out in a few days. They'll tell you about it. What they're going to start doing is saying, can you have the gun? And on the basis of it, if you do defend yourself, will you be charged with murder? The other thing they don't tell you is where are the bullets made? All the bullets in the United States are made in other countries for all these guns.
Right. Okay.
The only exception is the police under their special weapons they have. You know, in each of the main cities, they have some special weapons, these special bullets that are made here in the United States, but most of them are made in other countries. So when this comes down, sure, you may temporarily have some, But they're prepared for all of this mobilization under the FEMA rules and under the acts that they have set up in motion right at this minute. We're just coming very close to the total meltdown of the system as we know it, and how can people get prepared? Like you say, you can't get any gold or silver anymore. It's pretty tough. You know, if there's a coin show or something out there, try to get it. But the option market is so manipulated right now when they tell you to buy all the stuff, it's not even, there isn't anything behind it.
We've got an article here that is talking about a summer of rage over the recession in the UK. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, well, it's happening all not only the UK, but it's other countries too.
There's sort of like that this idea that this might be, you know, the summer from hell, where you've got the unemployment rate right now in the California, I hear, is over 9%.
Carrie, remember what I told you before. Figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Okay, you're right.
Just remember that. When you come down to the true unemployment, you check with the state of California. It's the people that are drawing unemployment benefits. After you've used up the benefits, you're considered employed. How many people who are not getting any benefits at all that are unemployed?
That's true. A lot of people have turned away from the whole unemployment scene because they're trying to, you know, make money on their own, small businesses, that sort of thing.
Well, everybody has to be very creative at this minute, and that's what we're looking at. How do we get back an understanding barter? How do we, you know, live off the grid, so to speak? I think the little book that we have, The Patriots, he has gone into great detail. This is a captain in the Army come out, and he set up a little book that told everybody on how to survive on all these things and get ready for it. But you got to get away from major cities. I mean, you know they're going to be chaotic because people don't, you got enough gas to go, you know, maybe 100 miles. Well, how are you going to get out of town when the highways are shut down?
Do you agree with this idea that what is being intended on the agenda of the elite, basically the Illuminati, is to bankrupt the Arab nations right now by making the price of gas so low?
Well, it's a combination. It wants to bring these people under so they come back to the dollar being the best currency. Remember, that was agreed a long time ago that the dollar would be the one to be used to keep track of all of the oil trades throughout the world. Well, we got a lot of countries now that say no. And so what they're trying to do is drive it down, whatever they sell it, because people, all these countries now have been living on the high, you know, selling oil at over $100 a barrel. And frankly, it has to be up at $80 a barrel in order to cover the current expenses for people throughout the world. And so what you are talking about is, where is the oil? There's lots of tankers out there that are sitting out there full of oil right now, because we're not consuming the oil like we did. All these businesses are coming down. Even the printing industry, when you look at, you know, the newspaper, how many ads are out there? All these things you're talking about are all interconnected.
Right. We heard there's a lot of clothing stores, for example, going under. Well-known clothing stores.
Everything is going under. Every business. I told you that I expect Sears and Kmart to go bankrupt. Sears is trying to sell its tool division because it's well-known to somebody else to take it. The automobile industry is being maintained by what? Washington loaning more money again to the automobiles. Nobody's buying automobiles now either.
Incredible. I mean, so there's a centralization of ownership. They're basically going to own everything.
That's what it is.
Socialization. So
it's basically the one world order is a socialist dictatorship controlled by a very few people. Coming back to the 13 families out of Switzerland.
Now, do you agree with the idea that there is going to be a lag between, like, if you say October was the bell ringer sort of drop in everything, and then from there on there's sort of a slide, like when the Big Depression happened in 1929, then there was sort of a three-year lag during which people still more or less had money till about 1933 when everything went down to nothing. So do you think we have a lag? And I understand that we're on an escalated timeline, so it's not going to be like it was then, but what do you think we've got here?
I think exactly what you're saying. We're going to go into worse depressions, even worse than 29. Seriously. I've been telling other people, if you need a new toaster or everything, go over and buy them quick, because you're not going to get any spare parts. Nothing's going to be sent in. I mean, you can kind of get an indication of that when you go to Walmart, which is the largest company in the world, basically, selling goods, and they transferred all the goods. Look at their sales and look what's coming down. Look at the bottom lines. But most, you know, it doesn't affect most people. They don't care less about the bottom lines of other companies. All they want to do is get their food and get what's going on. and most of it's imported. All these other countries now are going to set up trade barriers and everything because they're trying to maintain the dollar. That's what the Hillary meeting was all about. I say the things are going to come up, and that's a March 4th meeting, which is coming up next week, when our Treasury Secretary is going to say, and I'm saying within 2 weeks after that, you're going to see maybe a up and down in a little market which is traded by a few people. And that's just to keep your eye on the ball, so to speak, to look at stocks and meaning anything. Stocks have absolutely nothing to do with business.
You're saying 2 weeks after March 4th is going to be real serious downturn in everything. But are
in
you
everything.
Saying that's when they're going to try to declare war, do some, or have some false flag
well,
incident?
I'm saying the second quarter, but the second quarter is actually, you know, you look at the second quarter begins at the end of in April. So anything could happen in the next few weeks. We're looking just days away. Will it last next weekend? I've always predicted if we had some 3-day weekend, then that'd be a good time for them to implement all their, quote, effects. And yet one out of three people work for the government. Do you think they're going to stop working for the government because that's where they get their pay? They're going to turn in everybody. They're going to turn in their neighbors because they want to make sure they get their check.
I also heard that the state governments are, first of all, trying to secede even from the union at this point. They're not wanting to go along with the whole situation. The other thing is that they're going bankrupt in various states, so they're not able to pay their state employees.
That's right.
So what happens when they don't pay their state employees? Those people have to, they're virtually unemployed, isn't it?
Virtually they go to unemployment benefits, which are not there. Virtually then all your services get shut down. And then virtually you get people walking in the streets aimlessly. You can just see the picture. They don't know what to do because there's nothing out here for them to do.
And do you see a pandemic as kind of the next thing they roll out after this economic downturn thing?
Well, the economic down thing is going to have people running around on the streets. And so the plan 2000 that Jimmy Carter put in writing, and again, I put a summary on my website, as you know, nohoax.com, and that calls for a war to get started in the Middle East. So the information I'm getting is that they're getting everything set up to go after Iran, who is basically funded by Russia and working with them and the Chinese. So we begin then the scenario World War III, which is part of their population reduction program.
Well, I know you have to go, George, and I do appreciate all your time here. So basically, I guess the writing's on the wall at this point.
It's not like before,
when we used to talk and things weren't really reflected in reality. I guess people are now going to listen to this and they're going to say, yep, it's happening.
Well, I get calls all the time from all around the world because what I said on the radio 3 years ago and what I've been saying right now is all coming to pass. And now, all of a sudden, people want to go do something about it, and it's frankly, it's too late.
What about the? I was told that the Native Americans are the tribes are actually trying at this time to create their own currency. It's sort of secede from the Union. Do you think they're going to be allowed to do that?
No, well, I don't. It doesn't make any difference because there are several places that are doing that. I'm working with our state senator up here to create our own currency for the state of Idaho, using silver as a backing.
Is that viable? I know you said you're helping Panama or something do this.
Well, I'm working with the people in Panama. It's viable because then you can have something that you can trust. But then everybody in the world is going to run their money to what? We're famous for what? Potatoes up here, right?
Right.
But the other problem that's involved in it is the weather is changing entirely around the planet, every place. Even where we are. I mean, it used to be a banana belt. I'm looking out and there's 5 foot of snow out here.
Incredible.
We don't have it 6 to 8 inches of snow in the whole month of January. And I got five feet of it sitting on my window.
That's amazing. Right.
Well, okay. It's crazy. I should be back on the plane down with you guys and being warm. But then I just come back from Ecuador, as you know, and it was raining all the time. And it's supposed to be the dry season.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So now everything's happening, and then the fruit. I talked to my friends in Costa Rica yesterday, and the same thing is going on. Places in Panama, Boquete, which was a good American tourist, got wiped out for a mudslide. Went right through town, and so you can look and see the whole town's basically gone. This is all in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I hear you. There's a lot of unpredictable things that are going on top of the agenda that they're trying to roll out, which they're aware of, right?
Oh, of course. They're aware of all this. They don't know the exact thing on it. They just want to maintain control. Well, we got everybody control the United States by the dollar and by getting food. And yet the food is, you know, genetically modified to even affect us. So it's not a very good picture at this minute, and it's Bill's fault.
I take full responsibility.
Well, he's neutral. He's from Switzerland. Remember, the Swiss don't get involved. They just have the money, right?
Yeah, they just run the world from there. So, you know,
they're trying to. Let's put it that way. The Swiss, and my understanding is the Swiss now won't take new American depositors, as well as the Canadian banks won't take new American depositors or anything else because of the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
They have to declare all of the, and they're getting ready for the Swiss banks. There's lawsuits going on. And I don't have any idea how the Swiss authorities allow a court in Florida to influence them. What jurisdiction do they really have?
Yeah. The latest news there, George, is that the Swiss court actually ruled to prevent UBS from releasing all the tax details of its private American clients. But I think this is not going to end there. This is going to be quite a battle that's going to go on for quite a long time, and of course it's going to affect an awful lot of wealthy people.
Well, what I'm saying is the same boat. You've answered the same question. Since you got people up there battling now to get control, even in Switzerland, what's the next step? Get everybody diverted and get the war started.
Okay. Well, George, I want you to go because I know that you've got this appointment. I don't want you to miss it. We're really, really happy that you're able to check in with us from time to time and give us updates like this. It's very valuable for our listeners.
Well, I hope so. Let's keep plugging away, and you guys keep getting the word out. Get people awake, because that's the first rule, is to gain all knowledge. That's take it from everybody, and then discern the information and search it out for yourself.
Okay. All right. You take care of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Bye-bye.
Bye.